From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Thai authorities continue the search for suspects in Monday's deadly Bangkok bombing. Authorities in Thailand say they're searching for suspects in the Hindu shrine explosion late Monday that killed at least 22, including several tourists. More than 120 were wounded. A second blast Tuesday in the Thai capital caused no casualties. Among the dead Monday were several Asian tourists. Chris and Julie Harris are visiting Thailand from Britain.
A little bit scary. Obviously, two bombs in 2 days, and we're going to move on to Chiang Mai, where it's a bit quieter.
Get out of Bangkok, really, because, you know, everywhere you go, you just don't know, you know, what's around.
The government says the blast near the Erawan Hindu shrine Monday was aimed at crippling the economy, including the vital tourist industry. There's been no claim of responsibility. The shrine has reopened to the public. South Sudan's government says it needs 2 weeks to consider a proposed peace deal with rebels that President Salva Kiir declined to sign Monday in Ethiopia. Foreign Minister Barnaba Mario Benjamin told VOA the document was the same as a previous agreement the government insisted had to be changed.
The document that they said was actually the final agreement on the peace process between the government and the other various opposition groups was the right document, and we felt no. In fact, it was the same document that was presented last time. We shared with our citizens here in the country, various government institutions, civil society organizations, and political parties, and they had recommended that certain changes had to be made.
He says the government will begin talks Wednesday with non-governmental groups, political parties, and other stakeholders to determine how to best move the peace process forward. Rebel leader Riek Machar signed the deal in Addis Ababa Monday. This is VOA News. Another well-known Senate Democrat says he'll vote against the nuclear deal with Iran. New Jersey's Robert Menendez has joined New York's Chuck Schumer, saying the deal will leave Iran with what he called the core element of a robust nuclear infrastructure.
President Obama continues to erroneously say that this agreement permanently stops Iran from having a nuclear bomb. Let's be clear. What the agreement does is to recommit Iran not to pursue a nuclear bomb, a promise they have already violated in the past.
Two other Senate Democrats, Jack Reed and Sheldon Whitehouse of Rhode Island Tuesday, announced they'll vote for the agreement when it's considered sometime before September 17th. The European Union border agency Frontex Tuesday set a record 107,500 migrants across EU borders in July, eclipsing the 70,000 in June. In the first 7 months of the year, Frontex said nearly 340,000 migrants reached Europe, more than double the number that it made the same period last year. Meanwhile, the UN told Greece Tuesday it must show more leadership in tackling the escalating crisis of migrants. William Spindler is with the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR.
For months, UNHCR has been warning of a mounting refugee crisis on the Greek islands. The reception infrastructure, services, and registration procedures, both on the islands and on the mainland, need to be strengthened urgently.
He said the number of refugee arrivals in Greece has now reached the 160,000 mark. Memorial services have been held in the northeast Chinese port city Tianjin Tuesday to pay tribute to victims of last week's two massive explosions at a warehouse that killed at least 114. Rain is falling on the city, complicating recovery efforts and raising fears about the possible effects from toxic chemicals. In Mali Tuesday, UN peacekeepers established a security zone around the northern town Kidal in a bid to quell fighting between rival groups that threatens a June peace deal. It follows 3 days of clashes between Tuareg separatists and pro-government militia. Tuareg Alliance official Mohamed Aghali says the UN mission MINUSMA's decision is not necessary. He says the peacekeepers are really needed in other villages where he says civilians are suffering from the presence of the army and militia. In Zimbabwe, property owner Honest Lovo has been charged with allowing an illegal hunt on his property. It is a case that has taken on international interest involving an American dentist who killed a well-known rare black-maned lion named Cecil last month. Lovu's property is near the Hwange National Park. He allowed Walter Palmer to hunt on the property and kill the lion. Lovu faces a one-year prison term and a fine. Zimbabwe has also tightened hunting regulations for lion, elephants, and leopards since the killing of Cecil. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.